Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. This is a podcast about friendship and grills. It's Jamel Johnson.
My name is Peter.
Peter wanted that ball so bad.
My name is Michael Benner.
Benner.
Whiting butts. Adios, Marv.
Rawr. So long, Marv. You
yes!
Should have been fired decades ago. You've only gotten worse. You can't pronounce anyone's names. You forget who is who.
I think the person who takes over for Marv Albert should have to wear his toupee.
Ooh, sure. Reggie yeah. Miller.
Yeah, Reggie Miller. Like at the end of that, at the end of the broadcast, he should have just removed off his hat, his hair, and put it on Reggie's head and walked away.
I think that would have been
fire.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, and there's still time.
Yeah, it's like Captain America giving a shield to Anthony Mackie and Marv Albert giving his wig to Reggie would have been a nice touch. And you know, hey, Marvel owns the NBA now, right? Why couldn't they have done that?
Now there should be a Disney Plus series about the inner turmoil of Reggie Miller becoming Marv Albert.
Yeah.
Or just put Scott Foster in Loki. Make him Loki. And then he has to look at all of his calls.
Scott Foster is a Loki, all right?
That's what I'm saying.
He's one
Loki
of the,
too. Starring Scott Foster.
Yeah.
Scott, have a seat. Come on in.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Scott wow. Foster.
Look at that charge.
Wow.
Jet skis.
Do you really have to call that? Wow.
Wow.
shout out Owen Wilson. Loving seeing him in Loki. Loki is a good show, I think. The first Marvel show where I've been like truly like, this is a good show.
Because they got the smart white people in it.
Right. No more dumb white people.
Get the smart ones. Give me the fucking... You know what I'm saying? Philip Seymour Hoffman level. Give me the goddamn Wes Anderson squad.
WandaVision walked so Loki could run, in my opinion.
Exactly. Shout out to my Tumblr heads. Shout out to my folks still posting pictures of this nigga on your Tumblr. This is for you. We did this for you!
This is a podcast about basketball, but let's get some business out of the way before we dive into the world of basketball. A little bit. Guys, if you want to support the Buds, go to Airbuds. I'm sorry, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. What?
Before we talk about the world of basketball, a little bit. The emphasis on a little bit. I'm sorry.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. It gets you access to our Discord. It gets you, I don't know, you want to play Mario Golf with some of us? Because that's what I'm going to be doing. And you can only get into that through the Discord. Yeah, Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. You guys play Mario Golf yet?
No. What are you talking about?
They fixed golf. So Mario Golf is a game where you hit the ball against other people, and then you have to race everyone to your ball, and you can like hit them and knock them away and like fuck up their ball and shit. It's like
on
Mario
Wii?
On a Switch. It's like
on Wii.
Yeah, the Wii U. Yeah, no, great game. So fun. You guys should get it. Let's play.
I used to play Mario Golf back in the day when it was just regular Mario playing regular golf. Those are the days.
Now it's Mario Kart meets golf.
All right. I'm in for it. I played golf yesterday. Golf was tight.
Was there a little Italian plumber there throwing mushrooms?
Honestly, yes. There was a father and son from Long Island who were about as close to Mario as you're going to get in real life.
Nice. Guys, what else do we have to plug? I think we lost Jamel. It's definitely frozen. Here he comes.
He's back. You didn't miss anything. No, let's just keep rolling.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. And look, NBA Storytime is out. It's in the streets. It is higher ranked than the Woj Pod right now on iTunes Sports Podcast.
Well, that might not be true at this moment. It was true Friday afternoon. These numbers move pretty quick.
They're like
what I'll say.
Yeah, Apple charts are basically like the new Dogecoin. They're all over the place.
Yeah, nothing matters unless you're in the top 10. Then that matters. But if you're not, hey, you might be anywhere tomorrow.
Well, look, we got to get Jamel into the top 10 so his Dogecoin is at its highest peak of value. Go to NBA Storytime on all your podcast apps. Hit subscribe. Rate it 5 stars. Come on, guys. Help us out. Jamel is just killing it on multiple podcast fronts these days. And go support Jamel with NBA Storytime. It's a very funny podcast.
How many podcasts is too many podcasts? Ooh. Let's find out together.
Right now, you moved up to 99 at the moment we're recording this, but Woj is now 96.
Oh,
fuck. All right,
look,
you,
we got to beat Woj, guys. Help us out. This guy, he sits on ESPN texting people, trying to find bombs to drop on Twitter. Come on.
I will say, though, you are 6 spots ahead of Michael Rapaport. So that we got that going for us. And the jump.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah. And we're only, AirBuds is only 6,000 spots behind the jump and Michael Rapaport. Yeah.
AirBuds has
right?
been we're banned good. From the charts, baby. We're too spicy. Too spicy for the charts.
Because what is the rule? Because there are shows that are listened to that aren't on the charts, but they're also still hosted by Apple Podcasts. So like, what does the chart mean? We're never going to beat hate speech.
I don't know, man. Dude, the chart is the TVA, okay? Like, that's what they are. The chart is the timekeepers.
You know what? If you want to help AirBuds climb up the charts, go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. We will read whatever you write in the comments, on the air. Don't have any new reviews this week, but we thank you for people clicking 5 stars regardless of not writing anything. But yeah, it really helps us out. If you can't support us on Patreon, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. And you know what? Tell your friends to listen to AirBuds. Bunch of fucking morons talking about basketball in a semi-intelligent way, and then we get distracted by the size of Loki's dick or whatever.
Damn.
That's a you thing, Mike. Don't bring that on us.
Hold on, son. I never put him on my Tumblr.
Guys, the NBA finals are set.
Woo! Yay!
In this,
you guys
corner,
enjoy that. Do you guys like that summer league game that sent the Milwaukee Bucks to the NBA finals?
It's okay, two did it dudes happen? Missing, man.
But they account for like 9 dudes.
Trey was out there ish.
Nothing sadder than Trey. A fucking ref? I'll never get over that one.
Yeah. If you're not aware, Trae Young missed, 2.5 games, I would say, because he turned his ankle real hard by stepping on a ref's foot. Who the ref was kind of like in bad position. He was half on the court. He shouldn't have been where he was.
I would say refs. He was in a trying to talk to anytime a star player. hurts himself on the ref.
He was trying to talk to fucking Quavo's girlfriend or something.
What did he say?
You come here often?
Hey, you want me to throw this game? Do you hate Quavo? You want me to throw this game for the Hawks?
Jesus, man. Referees. So I couldn't do it. I remember when I was like, you know, just super broke man in my parents' basement, and my folks were like, why don't you like be a ref? All you do is watch sports and try to call all the calls anyway. Just go be a ref. And I was like, so everybody in town can hate me? No.
I can be here by myself and nobody will hate me.
Yeah, except for y'all two. Shout just out. My parents is fine. Like the rest of the town, I don't.
Jamel, we should drop that that old gem that we made of you in ref school.
Why not throw that? Yeah. I was trying to remember. Was that for
desktop? Maybe
was that for desktop?
I think we.
It was for desktop. It was for desktop, and then you know, four other people did ref things like that next week. So it was like.
And didn't they like cut it even more after you cut it? Like, didn't, like, Dan make the cut, and then they, like, cut it up again?
Well, yeah, they probably, I think they made it shorter.
We probably sent, like, a three-minute video, and they were like, we only have 1 minute in our...
And we have 48 seconds for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they cut it up. They sliced it. And they put some,
let's drop the director's cut.
They put some Randy Newman music behind it or something.
The Snyder cut?
Release the Hardigan cut of the NBA ref school for Jamel.
I'm cool with
It's all in black and white. It's in 4-3 format.
Dude, Hardigan for sure has it.
Yeah.
Is Hardigan ever going to come on the show?
No, probably not. He's just like a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? He'll talk to me about basketball all day at work. And then I'll ask him to do Air Buds. And he'll be like, what am I going to say? You've sent me... 93 basketball memes, dude. Just say them shits again.
Yeah. That's all we do. We just punctuate everything we say here with .gif.
Is this a sign of how uninterested you guys are in the finals? That we brought brought the finals up and then within 5 seconds we're talking about how weird Dan Hardigan is?
I am interested.
I'm interested too. I think it's going to be great.
Is Giannis playing? That's, I think, probably... Is Giannis playing and is Maria Taylor hosting? Those are the two biggest questions of the NBA Finals.
Whoa, hold on. Are you even allowed?
We're
going
to jump ahead in topics.
Hold on.
I'm just saying, those are the most interesting things. Nichols versus Taylor and PJ Tucker versus Chris Paul, probably?
Biggest matchups? All right.
I changed my mind in the middle of my sentence.
Biggest matchup is Brooke Lopez versus DeAndre Ayton. Unfortunately.
Okay. Brooke Lopez has been looking very good with Giannis out. This is like we're back to like, remember like year three Brooke Lopez when we were like, this guy is going to be fucking incredible. And then he never really.
Well, he just stopped playing center at one point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when he's playing center, man, he's catching lobs, he's dunking, he's... What did he score last night?
Something nice. I know he had 30-plus in Game 5.
He had 31 in Game 5. Last night, Brooke Lopez, well, he had 13 and 6.
Do they move the ball better without Giannis on the floor? I didn't say they're better. Yes. Are they better? They're not... But, like, do they move? Like, clearly seem like they move the ball a lot better without him there.
Yes and yes. The roles are more defined because you literally don't have a freak out there. The rest of the team is just regular old basketball players.
They're just playing regular basketball all of a sudden. Instead of like, oh, no, how do we cater to this ginormous monster?
Exactly.
Were monsters good at shooting threes?
I think some of them are. Yeah.
I think the small one was.
Yeah. Yeah, the small one was able to dribble underneath people's legs and shoot threes, I think.
And speak with a black person's voice.
Yeah. That's all right, one moving of, on. That's one of his noted powers. Did when the Monstars absorbed all the players' personalities, did they absorb their race as well? Like,
I would think so, only because of the one that was Sean Bradley.
Which is right. that did happen, but then the Charles Barkley one doesn't sound like Charles Barkley. Only the Muggsy Bogues one sounds like Muggsy Bogues.
Do you think the Charles Barkley thing was like a Michael Jackson on The Simpsons kind of thing, where like Michael Jackson actually voiced that character that was supposed to be the guy who thought he was Michael Jackson, but then during the singing portions, they had to hire a Michael Jackson impersonator because Michael Jackson contractually couldn't sing on The Simpsons. He could only talk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So is it like Charles Barkley's like, I'll play it myself, but when the monster comes, you got to get a Charles Barkley impersonator?
I'm going to go with yes.
All right, we cracked the case, guys.
All right, cool. So the finals, really interesting.
I'm excited. No, okay, there's no current player with a ring in the finals right now, right? Everybody is fresh to the game here. They're hungry. Great. They're young. You know, and I think if Giannis comes back healthy, it's going to be a very entertaining series. And I think the Suns will win in five.
Entertaining without Giannis. You know what I'm going to say. You know who I'm here for.
Christopher Paul?
Yeah, Kristaps Middleton.
Oh.
Boy. Yeah, the Suns are a better team. I don't care.
Budenholzer is still going to get fired no matter what happens. Bucks could win in six, and Budenholzer is still getting fired.
Can you make your case for why?
Bad coach.
How soon do they hire Bill Cosby?
Oh, boy.
I'm just asking a question. I'm just a journalist. I'm just a journalist on a podcast with my friends.
Just a sports podcast journalist. Mm-hmm.
Just an internet radio host alive.
How soon until Bill Cosby starts doing the like interview circuit?
I'm going to say pretty
like
soon.
He's going to be on like The View, right? Yeah.
No, he's going to be on $1 million worth of game tomorrow.
Was there a worse look? I know this is way off topic, but was there a worse look from anybody other than like oil and the rupturing in the ocean than Felicia Rashad?
I thought Felicia Rashad was asleep. I thought she was just at the house. I didn't know she was ready to jump out.
I think nobody in her
immediately.
Life. Immediately. Yeah. Ready to go. Just like was like bouncing, like waiting, ready to just pop out and rejoice.
Peter, I hate to throw myself in this scenario, but come on. What are you going to do? What if NBA Storytime becomes like a Emmy winning TV show for 20 years?
Okay.
And then it turns out Jamel Johnson has been robbing children for years. Have been stealing money from little kids and punching them and beating their ass.
You're really dancing on everything but rape, huh?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I would say, like, that is bad, dude. You shouldn't do that.
You're going to go on TV and be like, fuck me? 20 years?
Kind of, yeah.
He's made 20 years of money off you.
Well, I guess in the, actually, to be one-to-one in the scenario, it would be 20 years of me raping and sexually assaulting men who look like Peter as well. Like, I've been doing it to guys who look like you the whole time.
Yeah. You've just been, like, assaulting Chads underneath this facade. And honestly, at that point, I'd be like, well, they probably... I mean, fuck those dudes.
So Devin Booker, good time to...
Felicia Rashad, just to be clear, after she, I don't know if you know, she is a dean of one of the College of Arts.
The dean of fine arts at Howard,
Howard University. Howard University immediately disavowed her and her statements, and Felicia Rashad did a 180 and apologized and said she didn't mean it, basically.
Whoa. So Howard is the only thing she loves more than Bill Cosby? Sick.
I guess so, yeah. How did we get here?
The finals.
That was OB, dog. My bad.
The finals. Guys,
finals.
I am pumped. I think it's going to be fun. I think Chris Paul, you know, look, speaking of doing a 180, I've done a full 180 on this guy. I love him on the Suns.
He's still an asshole, but he's just, you know, he's just been left for dead so many times. And for him to be back, no one has had a more playoff starts before their first finals game. That's the stat they gave me the other day.
Yep. 16 years is a long time, as Steph Curry weirdly said.
Come on, Steph.
16 years. Why? Wow. Your finals drought could drive. Courage, buddy. You're the man.
I mean, Steph's tweet is Peter's take on the finals. It's like, sure, I guess. I guess this is the finals. I'm not there.
I'm excited. I mean, with or without Giannis is really going to determine if this goes like, if this is engaging, right?
I mean, really Chris Middleton, all I know is Chris Middleton is going to go nuclear one of these games, and everybody's going to have to fucking watch it. You look at this ugly man cook. America.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Bucks, without Giannis, they come out fighting. Like, they definitely, like, shut the Hawks down as soon as Giannis wasn't around.
Jrue Holiday is an all-star caliber guy. Like, he's a top 20.
Jrue Holiday is an all-star.
There's two all-stars on the team. All-star.
Brooke Lopez, technically an all-star.
Hey, now.
Go on.
No, I don't know. That's it.
Okay. That's it? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I think Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton versus Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis is a very compelling, interesting series, and I'm pumped for it.
What happens when Giannis comes back? Who's guarding him?
I have no idea. But, like, who needs, like, Blake Griffin defended him excellently during the Nets series. So, like, who need, like, I don't know. Like, he doesn't really have much of a bag, but he loves to act like he does. He tries to drive a lot, but he's not good at it. He tries to go ISO a lot, but he's not good at it. Like, the only thing you need to worry about him is that if he gets a full head of steam heading towards the rim, and you kind of maybe just have to let that fucking go. But, like, man-to-man, like, in a set offense, like, I'm not that worried about him.
So it's Jay Crowder.
It's Jay Crowder. Yes, it's got to be Jay Crowder.
And that's fine. Yeah. Giannis has got a knee. He's not 100%.
Yeah. So
you can have Jay Crowder on hurt Giannis.
Yeah.
I guess. That's a matchup.
Chris Paul is going to get hit by Bobby Portis at some point.
Mm-hmm. Chris Paul versus Jrue Holiday. Come on. Jrue Holiday isn't going for any of his little fucking minion tricks.
Like,
Pat Beverly is the most agitated guard in human history. Jrue Holiday is the exact opposite.
That is true. He's the most level-headed guy in the NBA, probably. You know what Chris Paul's favorite minion trick is?
What you got for me?
He likes to grab the banana.
He sure does, Michael.
That was fucking dumb.
I mean, yeah, that was dumb as shit, but the facts remain. The Bucks are, come on, the Bucks
banana.
Are a team.
Sure.
They're both teams, and I'm excited. We're getting teams. We're getting teams. Like, I mean, and, you know, relatively healthy. I'm assuming Giannis will come back. He's apparently walking on his own power, has no ligament damage, and the Bucks are just being very careful with him, which is why they didn't bring him back for games 5 and 6. But I imagine he's going to be resting until tomorrow night. And, you know, come Tuesday, we're going to Tuesday night at what, 8 p.m. we're going to be seeing him on the court.
I don't think you play him until game two minimum.
Why not? It's the finals. You can't give up a game. It's the finals. You can't be that strategic with it.
But you're not giving up a game. We don't know if you're giving up a game yet. You have a guy who's hurt. You can bring him back too soon. But what if Brook Lopez in the paint is enough and you can buy more time? Like, what if they win game one without him? Then it's Budenholzer's getting fired anyway.
He is out no matter what. They could sweep the Suns and Budenholzer's got to go. He's got
to
go.
The only man to never have sex to get fired still. Budenholzer's never fucked nobody.
Did Dwayne Casey get fired right after the Raptors won?
No, he got fired after they lost to the Cavs like 16 times in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, he's that, got...
Maybe it was a sweep?
He's got...
Second round sweep or something?
Four kids.
Dwayne Casey or Budenholzer?
No, Budenholzer.
Okay.
If you say so.
Oh, so quick, Casey never won the finals?
No.
Who was the Raptors coach when
Nick Nerd.
You're right. I'm sorry. Come on. I forgot.
Wait, dude, did you know that?
Looks like your dad, bro.
Did you know that Jim Budenholzer, oh, hold on, is...
The answer is no, I did not know it, whatever you're about to say.
Sure.
Never mind. Carry on.
No, well, who's Jim Budenholzer? What did he
His
do?
His brother.
And did I know what? That he has a brother named Jim? Is that it?
Wait. Is his brother Joe on Broadway? Shut up. All right. Hold on. More on this on the Patreon.
Okay.
Get out of here.
I'll figure that out. I need to do a little research.
I think if the Bucks win the finals, that buys him one more year, right? I think if they fail to be in the top four, then like they might consider firing him next season.
Just doesn't seem like he's very good at coaching.
No, and he doesn't really make great adjustments, and he doesn't seem like...
really? All NBA coaching is either like is one thing. Like, two things, really. Can your coaching staff develop talent? And you don't even have to do that. The real thing is just like, can you see what's happening on the court and decide to do something about it? Doc Rivers can't do that.
No. He will Budenholzer stick to a plan. Yeah.
Ty Lue sees what's happening and just adapts to it.
Yeah. Doc Rivers sees what's happening and he's like, oh, well, a black hole is developing on the court. I'm going to steer our car right into it and not bother to change anything. Let's not talk about Doc Rivers.
Yeah, sorry.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Woo! This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Here we are. It's time to talk about Ben Simmons.
Oh, do you have anything to talk about Ben Simmons?
It's just a 28-minute mark, actually, so I figured we're about to talk about Ben.
I do. Word around town is y'all turned down Brogdon in a first rounder for him.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Monty Williams, huh?
The final.
Very happy for Monty Williams. I don't know if Brogdon in a first rounder is good enough for Ben Simmons, honestly.
Why? Everyone in America says he sucks dick.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, honestly, how about we get
Ben
a guard?
Ben Simmons tried to suck a dick. He probably would pass it to somebody right when he got there.
Can't even put a dick inside his own head, yeah. Bro. Couldn't hit a dick with the broad side of a barn.
He's afraid of shooting, so why is he going to put a dick in his mouth?
Oh, the finals.
Um, I think Ben Simmons, okay, look, number one, what has American opinion been right about stuff?
Fair enough, fair enough.
Hey now, hey, I like that. I like that.
Number
twist.
Two, he's just got a higher ceiling than Malcolm Brogdon still currently. Other than shooting, Ben Simmons is better than Brogdon in all the other categories that Brogdon's good at. And he still is much more athletic, a better defender. Brogdon's a good defender. I think Ben Simmons is a much better defender. And, you know, all you got to do is invest thousands of hours into Ben Simmons' mental health to figure out how to develop a jump shot for him.
Thank God. I'm always like, that's such a good... You know, whenever I'm thinking about running a company or an organization, I say to myself, who can I pay $147 million to and then figure out how to get them to be good at their job? That's always what I'm looking to do.
Oh, Peter, have you ever seen a little movie called The Scout starring Albert Brooks and Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
Brendan Fraser plays a preternaturally talented, otherworldly... athletic baseball pitcher, and Albert Brooks bet his whole career on fixing this guy mentally so that he can be a giant star. And you know what happened at the end of that?
It all worked out.
Brendan Fraser pitched a perfect game. What is it? 81 pitches, 81 strikes, all strikeouts.
A dumb conceit.
He was like 5 for 5 at bat. I think he hit all home runs. Look what happened. Albert Brooks looked like a genius at the end. What NBA GM wants to be Albert Brooks in The Scout? Take Ben Simmons and fix him.
Well, the Pacers tried to. Are you getting more for Brogdon? Are you getting more than Brogdon in a first?
We're going to
get Colin Sexton and Kevin Love.
We're going to get Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum plus picks.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, now that Damian Lillard reportedly hates Neil Olshey and wants out we talked about this up top before we started recording. Rather than us talk about the Chauncey Billups and Jason Kidd hirings and the problematic nature of that, obviously we all feel a way about that. We're not happy with it, but go listen to the recent Spinsters episode starring friends of the podcast, Haley O'Shaughnessy and Jordan Liggins. That show breaks it down much better and from a better point of view than us, than we ever could. Would you agree, Peter?
Yeah, you know how this hyper-socialist male-hating podcast that we host feels about that shit already. But go listen to Haley O'Shaughnessy and Jordan Liggins, because it's much more. They deserve your ears.
Yeah, and they will speak on it much better than we ever could. It won't be surrounded by Ben Simmons sucking dick jokes.
The finals.
Peter, before we move on to other topics, just, you know, what's your prediction for the finals? I said Suns in six. So what do you
think? Yeah, I think that's spot on. I'm going Suns in six too. I mean, the West was just such a monster to get out of. I don't see how, like, anyone could realistically actually, do better than that, to be honest.
The Bucks kind of got very, very lucky with kind of their route to the finals, right?
Super lucky.
Like, they kind of...
crazy lucky.
They had a Miami Heat who weirdly just didn't put up much of a fight. They then got a very injury-depleted Brooklyn Nets, whom if... you know, full strength probably would be in the finals right now playing the Suns.
If Kyrie is healthy, that was Nets in 4 or 5. Easy.
Yeah. Kyrie and Harden healthy, Nets in 2, I think. And then the Bucks went on to face the Hawks, who were kind of, you know, overmatched, kind of, you know, definitely scrapped their way to where they were in the conference finals, and then Trae Young got injured. So, like, the Bucks got very lucky. You know, obviously losing Giannis is not a lucky thing, but the Suns just had a much harder path, and like what you're saying, and I think it is like they're just more battle-tested and ready for these finals than the Bucks might be.
And they're deep. I mean, they're deeper. They're a little bit deeper. Jamel, who do you have? What's your actual prediction for these? I know you're more feisty on the Bucks than either of us are.
Suns in six.
See, we're aligned.
Six. We're aligned, baby.
You know what it is? You know what we're doing? Yeah. We're keeping the timeline on track, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We are the timekeepers.
But I'm only saying Suns in six because Giannis is hurt.
If Giannis is 100% healthy, are you picking Suns in seven? Are you picking Suns in five?
I'd probably pick Bucks in seven just because it's just some bullshit. Like, you know, Giannis just makes like game four, like game two and four are just terrible because it's just like nothing but fouls, but the Bucks still win. Yeah. Some bullshit.
Guys, should we talk about Rachel Nichols real quick?
Probably.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, news broke this morning of a leaked phone call featuring ESPN brass and talent. And Rachel Nichols made some, you know, I don't know, I'll just say it, racist comments about how ESPN host Maria Taylor, you know, basically was elevated to the position of being on the broadcast team for the 2020 finals because ESPN was, quote, feeling the pressure of diversity, to which I guess to her somewhat credit, she applauded and said it was needed, but then kind of took it back by being like, you're not going to give her my time. So it's like, what is it? Like,
well, there was also something where like this was basically being accidentally recorded by Bristol while she was in her hotel room.
Accidentally.
In the bubble. Which is also like a whole nother level of like fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. So this is
from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this started last year. Still rolling through.
Which is interesting. I mean, you know, Rachel's off the mark. It's not because she's black, it's because she's hot. I've seen a TV before.
Jamel Johnson.
They get the hot ones.
Seen a television.
Yep. They get the hot ones in there as soon as they can, dude. Shout out to Sage Steele. You know what I'm saying? It was pop.
We need to get some hotter. I mean, look, Marv Albert has been around for 40 years now. Not an ounce of hotness in that man.
Have never once tried to make the dudes hot. All of the dudes look like fucking army cadets.
I mean, honestly, Robert
looks
what
like fucking probably, Gollum.
He does look like Gollum. I think, I mean, honestly, to your point, Jamel, I know you're goofing a little bit, but like, I'm sure there is the mostly white, conservative leaning leadership of ESPN is like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna put guys like us.
Mm-hmm.
On the broadcast team, and then the women are going to be women that we want to fuck. And I'm sure, like, that is literally, that's probably a part of their psychology around this. Whether or not they acknowledge it or not, I guarantee that that is exactly how it works.
And that is also what the sports fan wants.
That's a good point.
I mean, based on, you know, the science they've already given us, these are the rules. We were born into this world. We did not make it. But yeah, put the dad with the hot girl. It's like a whole genre on fucking Pornhub, dude. It's its own tab.
Right. It's on. I watch King of Queens on Pornhub a lot, and that is the basic premise of the show.
I watch Jamel Johnson on Pornhub.
Get at me. And then also keep in mind, like, hot girls, maybe less so more than ever these days. Especially hot girls that don't like sports, but that's another story. Hot girls love talking about fucking dads.
I don't think,
love it.
I don't think the word daddy or zaddy translates to literal dad.
Nigga, dad, but peep how they post though. Everybody's talking. Everybody got 1,000 pics of their dad with the shirt tucked in, with the New Balances on, with the high white socks.
Well, I don't want to. It goes both ways. What is the most, like, what is the first insult you learn in first grade on the playground? Like, I fucked your mom. People,
school did you go to?
Men are obsessed with fucking moms as well. There's
school
a whole
of Hard Knocks on the mean streets of Philly, dude. Come on.
I did not go to the School of Hard Knocks. Stop it.
What's that? My favorite joke that either of you have ever contributed to my life is Jamel on that Conan thing, judging the Black Lives Matter posters in our neighborhood. It's like, I went to the School of Art Knox.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Rest in peace, Conan.
I'm gonna go ahead and take credit for that bad
as
pun,
you should.
That bad pun joke.
Yeah,
that's
that was you.
That's the banana man.
Conan not dead, but rest in peace, baby.
Yeah.
It just seemed like he died.
It really did seem like he died.
It really did. It was, yeah.
Same.
Everyone's worked for Conan.
Yeah. Same exact, like, emotional response for, like, when, like, an icon dies. It's like everybody scrambles to find, like, their photo with or near him. Everybody scrambles to, like, figure out, like, what's the vaguest way I can tell my life story but connecting Conan somehow.
Yeah. Can we do a better thing as a society other than talking about ourselves all the time? I guess that's like,
I don't think so, dude.
I guess that's true. I guess I heard myself ask that out loud and I was like, oh, that's actually social media. So the answer is no.
Yeah, dude. Do you know what a meme is? You can make any photo in the world about you now.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be with Conan.
You can go on istockphoto.com and find a way to like turn a guy pointing a gun at a sandwich into your life story.
I point a gun at a sandwich every day, man.
I just want to shout out Rachel Nichols. This sucks. You suck. You know, whatever. Bad attitude to have. Bad, like you can't claim to be in one hand like an advocate for, you know, lifting up voices of people that don't look like you, and then in the same breath be like, but I'm not going to sacrifice my time or platform for it to happen.
Hold on, player. I mean, Scottie Pippen also doesn't look like her, so I don't know. What am I supposed to say? They look nothing alike.
That's a good point. I guess I stay corrected. Rachel Nichols, you're doing everything right because you don't look
like I don't know. Okay, so Rachel Nichols was a bitch on the phone one time. Should she be fired? Who are we firing? I need a definitive list of what gets niggas fired.
No, I don't know if she should be fired. It's just, I just think, look, if she's doing it on that one phone call, who knows how often she's been doing it her entire career. But I'm going to go ahead and guess, as a white person in a media industry that knows a lot of white people that complain about diversity stuff behind the scenes, like, it's probably often that she's been kind of having remarks like that, where she's been saying like, well, yeah, of course we should have black voices, but like, what about my voice? Like, that's probably her attitude for, she's been in the fucking game for decades. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just like, either you're with it or not.
I think the fault lies mostly with management. It's just got to be management. Like, yes. Terrible thing that she shouldn't say, and she should and will continue to feel the wrath from it, probably alienated from her coworkers, and no one's happy with her, 100%. That being said, it's just like a bunch of idiot, old, rich, white dudes mucking this all up for fucking everybody and making every poor decision possible.
I'm not trying to say it's all Rachel Nichols' fault. She's obviously not the ESPN brass, and they are ultimately more responsible for all of it. I just, you know, it's a shitty thing. If you're going to like pretend to be an ally, be an ally.
Sure.
Also shout out Rachel Nichols, who is probably the worst at like trying to sound like she's black when she's reporting on news. She said the other day, like, she was like, said something like, I think she was talking about Patrick Beverly, and she used the phrase, and he feels some type of way about that. And I just was like, don't say some type of, like, some type of way. Like, what are you doing? She's just, it's, I don't know. It's so awkward.
It's too ESPN, late.
It's, I mean, Jalen Rose is writing copy for these guys.
He really is.
What am I, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
What can you do? Rachel's just feeling the pressure, man, because she was the hot girl. She was the hot girl a while ago and then sees it coming. And then this shit got super crazy last year. Like, and then it's like, damn, the fucking season got canceled, and then they brought a bubble back, and now you're going to put this hot lady on TV? The hell?
I would go ahead and say that Rachel Nichols is still hot.
I mean, yeah. Hot-esque.
All right, well, I'm glad that we
the finals.
Boiled this all down to hotness. Guys, it is horny summer 2021, all right? That's what's just going to happen. Everyone is horny right now. The world is horny. The world is burning. You got 6 months left before the sun's radiation destroys all of our genitals, making them useless. So, look, everything's going to be about sex and horniness now.
That's going to go that's a script that you wrote.
That's a script that you wrote.
That's a spec script.
I'm fucking the fucking pipeline. I'm going to go fuck the ruptured pipeline.
And I will be there watching. Because that's what I'm into.
just the fucking helicopter overhead.
Yeah.
And all you see is my bare ass.
Yeah, Jamel cucking me by fucking the pipeline. Yeah. Yeah, plug that shit up. Save the ocean.
Oh, I ain't saving nothing.
Just imagine a naked you dropping down off of a helicopter.
Just lowered by a crane.
Mission Impossible.
It's very windy. You know what I'm saying? Right. My t-shirt's getting blown around.
Pull it up.
They've like designed a magnetic condom for you to like, so it can control and get it right in the exact spot.
This is the only way we can fix it. We gotta save.
Yeah. Huh. There's a guy with a VR helmet like driving your dick, being like, I gotta, okay. Oh no, the wind blew it. Jamel, we're gonna make this happen. We're gonna use technology to get you to fuck the pipeline.
Jamel is going to fuck the pipeline.
1,700 Patreon subscribers and I'll
go the pipeline. He's eating too much pineapple. The acidity in his gum is mixing. He spread the fire.
Well, technically, I mean, it's like, you know, I shouldn't even be saying, how do you think it started, bro? Whoops. You know what I'm saying? I was down there a little early.
Yeah. Yeah, to fix the pipeline, we have to find the man that fucked it. They find you in a cabin in the woods, and you're just like, how'd you find me? Yeah.
Well, your entire body is 0 degree burns.
Yeah.
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 All right, the finals.
How about him, huh?
Suns and six across the board. That's our prediction. Thank you for listening to this meandering episode. Anything you guys want to plug before we wrap it up?
Let's wrap up Jamel's dick before he fucks that hole in the earth.
Yeah. I would like to plug condoms.
Peace.
Bye.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.